Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
The church is the hope of the world. The hope of the world. Now I'm going to take it a step farther. The church is the hope for all humanity. All humanity. You see that? You watch the news and you see all that's going on. All that happening, all the rioting, all that. It's not about racial reconciliation. You hear me? It's about reconciliation. Period. God has given the church the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation with God. When you get reconciled with God and you have a relationship with God, the rest falls where it needs to be. Am I making sense? Only God. When you're reconciled with God, you can't run around thinking you're better than anybody. You see, when you really have a relationship with God, you don't think you're better than anybody. Your perception changes about people. You see, you begin to see people the way God sees people. And all people are the same. One race, human race. Am I making sense today? One race. You know, I was riding my motorcycle through town, and I saw Tim back there. He had a little sign going, you know. Oh, man, that's cool. I wanted to be a part of that. So, I went around the corner and came back and parked my motorcycle and found me a sign and picked it up. And I said, I'm going to get in this protest because it was peaceful. Aren't you going to ask me what my sign said? Justice for George Floyd. You know, and we'd walk out, the light would turn red, and we'd hold up our signs. And I got some of the nastiest looks. I got some of the nastiest looks. I mean, hate. People I've talked to before in the community. Not everybody's about justice. I'm telling you what, Jesus is all about justice. Huh? He's all about justice. And what does the Lord require of you? Micah 6:8. But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. When you got Jesus, everything changes out here. The way you see people. Am I making sense? As you begin to think you're better, you're listening to another voice. That's not God's voice. The church is here to help people understand that. Now, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are the church. If you're born again, you're the church. If there's ever a time the message that the church is communicating, it needs to be now, and it needs to be clear. It needs to be clear. It can't be obfuscated and ambiguous. It's got to be clear and concise. You got to know what you believe, and you got to be able to see it. Clarity. Has to be clarity. You know, it has to be clarity because, you know, it has to be that way for our children. Donita had someone, she teaches the Saturday evening children's. She had a little boy in there. He was 7 or 8. And cute as a button, you know, sharp as a tack. She asked about how his dad was, and Talked about Father's Day. Said he didn't know where his father was. Said he didn't care either. And you know he did. But you see, that's what's going on around us. Didn't care. Huh? She talked to him about it. She started teaching him some things in the Bible. He's listening and he goes, oh, I've heard that. Oh, I know that. And then he would talk about what he knows. And she goes, where else do you go to church? He said, nowhere. This is the only church I've ever been to. But he knew a lot. But he didn't know where his dad was. That's the church working. David said, where your mother and father have forsaken you, the Lord will take care of you. You see that? We've got to know, and it has to be clear so our children understand. So our children understand the message. We can't be up here trying to make you feel good or trying to make you feel good about yourself and politically and, oh, we don't want to be, you know, what do you call it? You know, I better not say it. But you got to be politically correct and you got to, you know what I'm saying. We got to be clear. It's Jesus. It's not all faiths lead to heaven. You ever hear that? Oh, all faiths go to, you lead to God. That's not true. That's so far from the truth. There's one Lord, one faith, one God, one baptism, one Father of all who is rich to all who call upon Him. See that? One. One faith. Jesus. People, you know, you hear people talk about Islam. And it's nothing, you know what? I'm not knocking Islam. But I'm going to tell you what, Islam's not peaceful. I see educated people. You know, people that people are looking up to. Oh, Islam is peaceful. That's the last thing they are. I remember going to India, flying over Libya and Egypt and all these volatile areas. And it's because of what's going on with the Islam. Everything but peaceful. Am I making sense? We have to know what we believe, and we have to know what we're communicating. And you have to know what you believe and what you're communicating. It can't be obfuscated. That means cloudy. I like to say obfuscated. I hope you take that word home and learn it. It means unclear. It has to be clear. Well, what do you believe? You need to understand Jesus died for your sins, He was buried, and He rose again, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus is God forever and forever. Amen? You start talking about that in some groups or in anywhere. You start talking about traditional marriage and the history of Christianity and tradition and marriage between a man and a woman. And people think you're giving a hate speech. People think you're out in left field because you believe in one man and one woman. Man and woman. That's a marriage. Anything else is outside the will of God. Anything else is in contradiction to what God created you for. Has to be clear. Your children need to understand that. What are we teaching our children? I know I'm going to get some mail, but that's okay. Listen to me, folks. Voices will rise against you when you stand up for what you believe. If you are a born-again child of God, you've been born in this time, to exercise and communicate and give all your strengths and energies for the advancement of God's kingdom. That's why you're here. That's why you exist. You see that? And you know what? Sometimes you are going to feel like you are wore out. I got to start preaching here in a minute. You're going to feel like you're wore out. It's like, what is wrong? There is a war over you to keep you from establishing Jesus in your life and other people's lives. I mean, there is a conflict over your life and over your family. That's why you got to get you a shirt, whatever you got to do. You got to enjoy yourself up under that roof and find out how to navigate what God is calling you to by the Spirit of God. Are you listening to me? When you begin to understand that, it makes life a paradise. But if you don't, all the powers of hell are against you. He's raising up a church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. And that the church are God's people. And not everybody's God's people. Everybody's God's creation, but not everybody's God's people. How does that make sense? John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name, who were born not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Spirit. That's the only way you get born. That's the only way you get into God's family. You have to be born of the Spirit. All right, I need to keep moving. But the evil that's in this world. I mean, I remember I watched the History Channel about Hitler and all he got away with. It's crazy. This guy, Mao Zedong, you ever heard of him? 45 million people. Nobody said a word. Killed, murdered. Abortion in America. 9 months. Nothing. What's going on? Well, you're a little bit too much up in here today. I'll tell you what, it's going to get more up in here. We need to know what we believe and stand for. Are you listening to me? You have a biblical view, things are going to come against you, and you're going to feel it. But you'll never really enjoy life until you get into God's will. In God's will, there's fulfillment, joy, because God calls you to be the best you, because he calls you in faithfulness and truth. He always tells you the truth about who you are and reveals the truth about who you are. Everything else is a lie. Well, I've never heard such a thing. That's what the Bible teaches. The Bible is God's vision and God's revelation. And that's what we want to preach and teach. And that's why we're here to worship, because the Bible says to do that, to gather together and worship God. That's a biblical understanding. Now, Christianity is the hope of the world. It's the hope of the world. Go with me to our vision. I'll tell you what, it's not easy being a father today. But you know, we're not looking for something easy. It's difficult to be a leader in your family. There's people can be a leader, but you got to be a leader in your family. With your children. You want your children to want what you have and be who you are. You see that? You want your wife to be glad you're home. You see that? It takes guts and courage to be a father. Anybody can be a daddy. It takes guts and courage to be a father. All right, watch this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. We've been talking about the heart, and the heart is what you center your life around. Out of the issues of your life, out of your heart, comes the issues of life. What you're centering your life around. You see that? God wants you to center your life around Him. And He's going to help you. And He's going to make you a believer out of you. And He's going to let you know He's protecting you in the midst of all this chaos and confusion that's going on around you. Now let's look at this. Now, we've been talking about this GPS, this global positioning system, and this idea of knowing where you are now and knowing where you're going. So we're going to look at some scenes in heaven, and we're going to look at some scenes that are on earth. And so the Bible has these scenes in, you know, these pictures of what's going on. And when you begin to see it, if you see it, it's going to change the way you live. It's going to change the way you live. But you know what? There's something about understanding. When you understand something, it helps you. You see that? You grow and you think, wow, that's why this is going on today. Now listen to me. Let's go to Revelation 19. The Bible says in Luke 21 that men's hearts will fail them because of fear and the expectations of the things that are coming upon the earth. Well, you see, when you see everything that's on the earth, if your heart's not for Jesus, it's going to be full of fear. But if Jesus is your Lord, it's going to be full of faith. And so that's what God's calling us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. You see, you can't even love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. You see that? When you begin to love yourself, it's because you understand how much God loves you. When you understand how much God loves you, you think, man, because you know why? You know why that's such a big revelation? Because you know how rotten you can be. I know how rotten I can be. And God loves me? Wow. And I got that revelation. And so now I can love people. I can love people who are rotten. Because I know I'm rotten. Am I making sense? And I can give people mercy. I give more mercy now than I've ever given. The older I get, I just keep giving mercy. You know why? Because when you give mercy, you get mercy. When you give grace, you give it. God gives you grace. And that's the grace that saves you. But when you don't give grace and you try to get it done your own way, that's called ungodliness. And then you beat yourself up. That's a whole nother message, but I'm here to tell you. Listen to what we're talking about today. Revelation 19:11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. You know, people ask me if there's going to be animals in heaven. You know, I used to think, well, what about dogs, you know? Because everybody wants to know about their dog. But I'm not going to say they're not going to be there, because there's horses up there. They're up there, right? So if there's horses up there, there's going to be probably a couple lion. The lion will lay down with the lamb, right? That's going to be in heaven. So I imagine there's going to be a dog or two. I know if there's one dog I had, Molly, she's going to be there. She was the sweetest thing, a pug. Man, she was just so happy when I came home all the time. Just jumping in, just so glad to see you. You know, when you're by yourself, man, it's nice to have a little dog bumping up and down and going all over. You know what I mean? All right, let's keep going. Now watch. A white horse, and he sat on him. He who sat on him was faithful and true. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. Who's he talking about? Jesus. Jesus is coming back. See, this is the future. That's why I'm telling you, we need to know where we are now. This is the future. This is what's coming. Jesus is coming back for his people. And he's coming on a white horse to rule and make war? He's going to make war. He's not coming back as some little, you know, with a little lamb around his neck and going to talk to you and tell you the story. No. He's coming back. And he's going to be, he's not passive. He's going to make war. Are you listening to me? And if you don't know him, you better come to know him, because he's coming back. And the ones that don't know him aren't going. Now listen. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That's why we value God's Word here. Are you listening to me? That's why it's the vision of this church. That's what we're going to build, try to build people on. We're not building the people. His Word is building the people. See that? Now watch. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now that's the folks that are already there. If you go before he comes back and does this, you'll be on one of them horses. That's about too cool, isn't it? You're coming back with him. I think that's awesome. If you're a Star Wars fan, you ought to like this. This is the reality. Now watch this. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Verse 16. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Talking about Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if he's your King and he's your Lord, you're going to be with him. You're going to be with him. But if he's not, it's your choice and your decision. Now, he's coming back, but he's not coming back as a baby in a manger. And he's not coming back as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. He's coming back with a vengeance to make war. Are you listening to me? He's not going to be this passive, little, vulnerable, no. He's going to really be out to do some business. Are you listening to me? Kingdom business. When he came the first time, it says in Isaiah 53, it says he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep is before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who will declare his generation? You and I are the ones to declare his generation. You and I are the ones to declare all that he's doing and all he's going to do. Are you with me? The gospel. That's what you and I are here for. That's the only reason we're here. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. Amen? Man back to God. All of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Everyone has been given the ministry of reconciliation. Now think about this. When he comes back a second time, he's not coming back like he came the first, by a long shot. Now, he's coming back to establish his kingdom. Now go with me to Revelation 19:11. Just real quick. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him is called Faithful and True. That's Jesus. Jesus is faithful. You'll never find anyone more faithful than Jesus. And guess what? He's always going to tell you the truth. Always. He's going to tell you the truth about who you are. your true identity. He's not going to lie to you. If you're not listening to him, you're going to hear something and be deceived. You see that? You have to be in touch with Jesus to get the truth about who you are. Now, look what he says. And in righteousness he judges. This word righteousness also means justice. Some of your Bibles, the NIV, the New American Standard, says justice. In justice he judges. So he's a just God. You see that? And the church is to be all about justice for other people. People who can't stand for them, who can't defend themselves. You see that? We're supposed to help them out. That's why it's so important to go in the prisons. You see, people who aren't really about the gospel, you're not going to find them in the prison. If they're just about what they want to believe, that's a false teacher. Because people who are really, they're going to be in the prisons. They're going to be wherever people are. In the villages over there in India and in wherever, all over the world, they're not worried about outward. They're concerned about the people. Am I making sense? That's huge. That's huge. I'm telling you, that's huge. Go with me to verse 19 of Revelations 19, real quick. Now we're going to come down to earth. Revelations 19, 19. Our location's changing. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse, against his army. All is warring against Jesus. The beast, you know what the beast is? The Antichrist. The Antichrist. The Bible says the Holy Spirit, the Antichrist, the Holy Spirit says the Antichrist is already at loose spirit now on earth. But there's a physical being coming who's going to say he's Christ. And that's the beast. He's going to do miracles. He's going to have signs and wonders. Now listen to me. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against who? Who's him? Jesus, who sat on the horse and against his army. Verse 20. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone.
What? You're a fire and brimstone preacher. I am a fire and brimstone preacher.
But it's real. Fire and brimstone is set up for people. It wasn't made for people. It was set up for the devil and all his fallen angels. Fire and brimstone and burning with a lake of fire is set up for those who reject Jesus. To reject those who have rejected Jesus. And you don't, when God gives you a choice, gives you free will, that's because he loves you. He's going to give you what you want. That's why when you begin to understand this, it's going to change the way you live. It will change the way you live. You can't get this and understand this and stay the same.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.